Alan Catherine would like to know if zoning ordinances are similar for horse keeping across the United States. Elaine, you've done consulting in different states. What have you run into with different zoning ordinances in different counties and municipalities?
Well, they're different everywhere is the bottom line, but also the bottom line is that they have to do with things like water pollution, so runoff from manure or urine or mud from paddocks. They have to do with things like what are called critical areas, so that would be wetlands or creeks or ponds or steep slopes. They have to do with logging or cutting down trees, not necessarily logging, but even cutting down trees can be regulated. They have to do with how much fill dirt you might be bringing in. If you're placing any kind of structures near wellheads or over your septic systems, those kinds of things are not ever recommended anywhere. So you want to start, you want to cover all your bases, because it can be county regulations, there can be city regulations, there can even be zoning regulations for the particular subdivision you're in, or a community or watershed that you're in. And one may supersede the other. And then there's state regulations, and then there's federal ones that those smaller municipalities are trying to adhere to. But those are kind of the main things, I think, as the grouping. In some places, there's air quality issues, so dust can be a concern, too.
And in my area, so my neighborhood is a neighborhood of small acreages, and there's quite a bit of livestock, little hobby farms, and even our neighborhood has specific regulations to just our neighborhood on how many animals you can have per acre or maximum capacity per property. So those are some things to look at. And definitely I would recommend, from my experience, if someone's looking to purchase a small horse property, to get a realtor who understands horses and horse properties. So your real estate agent may not be the same person who helped you buy a house in your subdivision. And you might be looking for someone with some ranch and farm experience. So I would add that in. Donna, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think in Pennsylvania, I actually worked for Rutgers for a period of time in New Jersey, and it's with all the development that's going on, it's getting more interesting all the time, and we're finding that local municipalities want to make their life easy by coming up with the magic number. How many acres do I need to have a horse? And we get calls constantly of what is that number. In New Jersey, they wanted a number for the whole state, because it becomes much easier to say, well, okay, our magic number is 2 horses per acre. You're over that. You've got to get rid of some horses. But there's really no research to support that. It just goes back to, again, it's management. And I point out a lot of times to municipalities, they may take some wonderful operations and put them out of business if they just blindly come up with what they think is the best number to use. The other issue we're facing here is because of Chesapeake Bay and some of the nutrient issues we have, everybody in the state of Pennsylvania, if you have one animal in your backyard, you have to have a manure management plan. Mm-hmm. So the regulations every place, I think, are getting tighter and tighter and tighter. I think the horse industry in general escaped a lot of the regulations in the past. But in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, a lot of the focus right now is on the horses and the horse farms when it comes to manure management. So things are changing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I always try to tell people that even if there aren't regulations, and if we don't do a good job, there will be regulations. So as much as possible, if we can kind of try to stay ahead of the curve on that, then we won't have to worry about it, the heavy regulations as much.